The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
What?
Nothing. So, wait a minute. Let me get this right. We have the top-of-the-line techie iron.
I don't know.
You don't know how to use it. Yeah, it is. And you don't know how to use it.
So,
wait a minute. So, you don't know how to use it. You waited until 3 o'clock so that I could come home and iron your shirt.
No, I was just going to wear a different one. I was going to put on an overshirt that wasn't wrinkled if you weren't here.
You have an overshirt that's not wrinkled?
I don't know.
I don't think so. You know why? Because as sweet as you are and you did the laundry, you don't do laundry right.
What do you mean I don't do laundry right?
Well, here's what happens. You do the laundry, then you're mad because you had to do the laundry, and then when it comes out of the dryer, you take it and you stuff it.
Well, I don't hang it up.
So
but
here's
it's washed.
No, but here's what happens. So then, later, when you want something to wear, you go pull it out of the stuffed basket, and that's why every single thing has to be ironed.
So what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that while it's in the dryer, before it's done drying, you go and you check on it. When you know it's about to get dry, you go upstairs, you pull some hangers out. We even have that special thing that hangs, that holds the hangers and stuff while you hang up clothes.
Yeah, but you still have to iron crap, so what's the point?
When it's fresh, basic t-shirts you do not, and jeans. When it's fresh, right out of the dryer, you smooth it and put it away. But let's back up a minute, because I want to go back
you
to the fact that...
You already backed up.
No, I want to go back to the fact that we have this great techie thing that you don't know how to use, and yet when I asked for help in setting up my iPod Shuffle, you said, read the instructions? Really? So, I think you either need to read the instructions on how to work the iron and work it yourself, or go set up my iPod Shuffle so that I can
get... An iPod Shuffle is not going to destroy clothes. If I ironed it wrong, I could ruin a shirt.
Yeah, your $10 Old Navy t-shirt.
Yeah, and I could ruin it, and then I wouldn't have a shirt to wear.
Or I could crash my computer trying to fix my iPod Shuffle.
You're not
going to
crash your computer fixing the iPod Shuffle.
Well, I don't know that, and you're not going to burn a hole in your shirt trying to iron it.
Point me to an on button. There was no on button on the iron.
You're hilarious. It says on.
Where?
Big as day.
Where?
On the handle.
I didn't see. Oh, it's on the handle.
On the handle?
I didn't even look at the handle. I didn't even look at it. I didn't even see the handle.
Where'd you look for an on button?
Like,
if you didn't look
panel?
At the handle?
There was a panel there that had the what you could do with it, and it had like three different buttons. It has a button that you can push and it sticks, and a button that you push and it does something else. But I didn't know what it did because it didn't turn on.
This is the most awesome iron. I love that iron.
I even pulled it down.
It's the Panasonic cordless.
Right.
Just in case anybody wanted to know.
But I pulled it down, the board, I pulled it down, and the iron's sitting right there.
I saw. You put the iron on the board.
Yeah?
It's not on the base.
Why?
Okay. It has to be
it
on
wasn't
the base
on,
to charge.
But it wasn't on.
Because it's a cordless iron.
Right. But the problem was, is
cordless
I didn't even have it on. I couldn't figure out how to get it to work.
I
didn't know. There's no setting on there. It says Old Navy t-shirt. So what am I supposed to do? Now see, the iPod Shuffle ain't got no controls. It got play, fast forward, rewind. It's very simple.
That's why I don't like it. I can't see what I'm doing. At least in the Creative
the
Zen
point.
I can see the little menus
the
and
point
I can
is,
go back and forth.
You don't
forward,
have to see what you're doing. It just automatically shuffles.
But no, here's what I want to do. This sounds crazy, but I want all my podcasts on the Shuffle and I want my music on the Creative Zen.
Yeah, you can do that.
Well, I need a little help there. So,
subscribe
I'll make a
to
deal with you, and I'll iron your Old Navy t-shirt.
Oh, that's not a
if
deal.
You
no, that's
fix
not
my
a deal.
Shuffle
no, 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 no.
No. No?
All you do is you manage
no, no, no,
your podcast.
No?
You
did
manage
you just
your,
say no?
Shh. Listen. Shh.
You shush.
Shh.
Don't shush me.
Shh.
I don't
listen.
Like it when you shush me.
Then listen, babe. Listen.
Don't shush me and
listen.
I'll listen. I'm listening.
All you have to do is put your podcast in your iTunes and then synchronize that with your Shuffle. That's it. And then you manage all your other music, like your regular music, through the or through Windows Media Player. And then the Creative Zen should be able to figure it out. Or
all
like
you do
Napster.
Is plug in the bass from the iron, click the on button.
Yeah, but you got to have
and
settings.
And push it three times, and
yeah.
It will be to the highest setting.
Yeah, but do you want it? You always want it the highest setting? Do you always want it on the highest setting?
I always want all my podcasts on the Shuffle and all my music on the Zen Creative.
Right. I'm asking you, as far as the iron is concerned, do you always have it on the highest setting?
No.
Okay. So how am I supposed to know when it's one way or another?
You look at the shirt tag, and it tells you how to iron the shirt.
But the shirt,
and then you make the tag information.
What does it say?
Iron.
What does it say?
It says Old Navy, small.
Right, duh.
And it says machine wash warm, gentle cycle, warm and dry.
Fast forward
with
to the
light
part
colors. Shut up. Only non-chlorine bleach. Blah blah blah. Tumble dry. Warm iron.
Okay, so what
warm.
Does that mean?
So if there's three settings on the iron, one, two, or three, what do you think warm means?
One.
Sure. And when it doesn't get the wrinkle out, go to two. It's real simple. You can't really screw up cotton. Silk, don't touch it. Cotton, sure.
So how am I supposed to know it's silk?
What did we just do? Did I just look at your label and read it?
Yeah, but okay. some of the labels only got like names on them. They don't have any of the details.
If it's mine, don't touch it.
Oh, I ain't touching. I ain't ironing
yours,
yours.
You don't even have any silk. You have two shirts that are silk, and
I do.
You usually complain when I make you wear them, so you don't have to really worry there.
I don't know, complaining.
Yes, you do.
Why? Why do I complain? Because I gotta get all dressed up and shit.
I don't like the way it feels.
And, well, no, no, no. I would never say that about silk.
Dressed up.
Exactly. I'd say that getting dressed up, but not about silk.
Why is it getting dressed up? All it is a plain button-down shirt. It's not getting dressed up. If I made you wear a tie and a suit and all
especially
that,
especially in
be
weather
different.
Like this. I can hear your stomach rumbling through
That's
your microphone.
Because I'm starving and haven't ate anything today.
What you been doing?
Shopping.
Why the hell have you been shopping?
Because we needed stuff.
No, we needed stuff.
We needed stuff.
We needed a day full of stuff.
Okay,
now,
it looks
that wasn't
like,
the only thing you were doing,
no,
Ponzi.
Excuse me. Well, I went to the doctor's office.
Right.
I had a doctor's appointment this morning, and then
routine.
And so then, yeah, I'm fine. So then after that. Remember that storables place that I wanted to go to?
Yeah.
Because your drawers look like somebody just threw up socks in them.
And?
Well, okay. So I got those little crisscross thingies that you put in the drawers, and then all the socks look nice and neat. Isn't cool?
Why do you care? Why do you care about socks in the drawer that nobody sees, and the rest of the house is like an absolute pit right now?
I beg to differ. Jake, is our house an absolute pit right now?
You haven't been to my house, apparently.
Jake's basically saying he wants to stay neutral there because he said...
Yeah. Well,
Jake's really good at
that.
You haven't been to my house, apparently.
That was very diplomatic.
I like that.
It's starting to catch up. It's starting to catch up.
Cleaning person coming.
Right. Well, a cleaning person is not going to be able to do all our laundry and all the dishes that are starting to pile up again.
No.
Because just as soon as you or I clean something, it's like a mess three times as large appears.
Okay, well, here's the options. If I have to cook, you have to clean.
Well,
so if you don't want me to cook, then we have to eat out.
No, then don't. Ponzi, the problem is that the way you cook is like, even if you're not using the dish, you decide to dirty it. I'm not using that dish. I won't make it dirty anyway.
That is not true. I've even sacrificed certain things that all cooks know. Like, you never take a raw egg and crack it into the bowl that you're mixing something in. But because of this very argument, I do that now. And I take the chance that it's going to ruin the whole mixture.
Then why don't you put it in the dishwasher?
Because it should go in a separate bowl and then pour it into.
At least rinse them. Right now, it's like a stack of stuff.
A moment ago, you told me to listen, so now guess what?
We don't have a sink, Ponzi. No, we don't have a sink that you can stack dishes in so they overflow over the entire counter.
I'm going to my Zen place.
Right. Well, your Zen place isn't getting the dishes any cleaner. And the problem is that as soon as you do one dinner, if I don't get on it right away, then by the time you go to your next meal, it's three times as big.
Yep.
Yeah. So pretty soon, you got no more dishes to use. And if I don't have the time to go in and do the dishes, they're not going to get done.
Right.
So either you need to rinse them and put them in the dishwasher and have the dishwasher wash them, or you're going to have to count on me to go and do it when I have the time.
I'm not cooking and cleaning. The end.
Okay, well,
one or the other.
Ponzi,
so if you want to,
you can't expect
cook,
me. Ponzi,
I'll be glad to clean.
Ponzi, you can't expect me to every time you dirty every single dish in the kitchen for me to stop what I'm doing, whatever it is it may be, to go in and clean the dishes.
I don't.
Okay.
No one said that. But I expect you to do it before the next meal.
Exactly.
Before
That's
the
a
next
problem.
Meal.
That's a how much messages do you have in your inbox right now?
I think I have 190.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, because last night it was like 435.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to get that down?
I'm going to go in there and work on the inbox some more.
Now, how often does this happen, where you'll get a gigantic amount of email messages that you don't touch forever?
Oh, I touch them. I regularly shuffle through them.
Right, exactly. But you don't respond to them for one reason or another.
Well, I respond to the ones that I feel need to be responded to immediately.
Huh? Well, come on. People asking for things?
Depends on the importance of it.
Right. Okay. But my point is that you let them stack up. You let your email stack up.
Yes.
Right. I've already learned that I can't get on you for saying, hey, the emails are stacking up. I've already learned that. So why are you getting on me for saying the dishes are stacking up?
What?
Why are you getting on me for saying the dishes are stacking up? You sit there and you say, you expect me to have them clean by the time the next meal rolls around?
It's not always going to happen. By the time the next meal rolls around?
It's not always going to happen. My point is
that this is completely null argument.
No, it's not a null argument.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's very germane.
No, it's fine. I don't have to cook.
No, but
I'll be more than glad to eat out every freaking meal.
You cannot expect that every single time that you dirty a dish that I'm going to have the time to clean everything, especially before our next meal. Given as often as you eat, there's no way.
Did I not do the dishes? Not like, see, here's
no,
the difference.
No, no one's arguing
no,
that you're
no,
not doing the dishes,
no,
Ponzi.
No, let's stop. Here's the difference. I would say I do the dishes at least every third time. How many meals do you cook?
You cook every third meal? Ask how many meals I cooked today.
So.
Ask how many meals I made today.
How many meals did you make for us today?
No, that doesn't count. No, you didn't. No, that's not the question. Not
I
the
never
question.
Make something
it's
for
still,
myself
no,
and not make
still,
something
but
for
still,
you.
But Ponzi, it's still your dear. If you don't make something for yourself that I don't eat, or I'm sorry, if you make something for yourself mm-hmm. that I don't eat, then I still have to clean that dish. Whether you made it for me or both of us, because you snack all the time. You dirty dishes throughout the day. You do. So then I have to constantly stay on top of cleaning those dishes. So either they get rinsed and put in the dishwasher, or you can't expect them to be clean every single time before the next meal happens. I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't have the time to go in there and clean every single dish and get it prepared for the next one. Then you expect it, once they're dry, to be put away. It's like, that is a full-time job in and of itself. That's why they hire
dishwashers. Whenever I go buy the groceries, you expect me to put them away and cook your food. Oh, my God.
Who said that? Who said that?
Do you go buy groceries, Chris?
No, I don't.
When's the last time you bought groceries?
Well, when's the last time I went with you to buy groceries? That was the more
That's
fair question.
That's beside the point.
No.
And who
that
said...
That is the fair
no, no,
question.
No, okay, yeah.
That
the day before yesterday,
question.
You went with me to go buy groceries, and what happened? You pulled out a cart that couldn't even roll.
You pulled out the cart. I didn't
wouldn't
pull out
even
the cart.
Roll.
Time out. I didn't pull out the cart. You walked up to the cart and pulled it. If you're getting mad at that, you pulled the cart that
Maybe
wouldn't roll.
I did. I don't remember who pulled the cart.
You
Point
pulled it,
is,
babe.
We knew the cart wouldn't roll after it had like 10 things in it. And I said, can you please go switch
bad.
The carts while
it
I'm still
wasn't that bad.
Getting items? And you said, no.
Ponzi, it wasn't that
And what did
bad.
You say about, just to the produce aisle, which everyone, just so you know, in our grocery store, produce is the first thing on the right. What did you say when we got to the tomatoes? What did you say?
I don't know. What did I
Confess.
Say?
Confess.
What did I say, Ponzi?
I think there's a Verizon store inside the Radio Shack.
Yeah.
I think I might go over there. Do you mind if I go over there?
What have we been complaining about forever? What have we been complaining? What?
Okay,
now you
stop.
Tell me. No?
Rewind.
We can't stop. We can't stop and rewind,
did
babe.
Did you
was that an
help
issue?
With the grocery shopping?
Stop. Was that?
No.
Yes, I did. Ponzi, I did. I even went through and I picked out all the stuff and I got the Caesar dressing or whatever the hell it was and you looked at it right away and went,
you had the crap kind.
Okay, but my point is I did help. And when I went through the list and then realized, well,
that's
got,
the whole point
stop.
There. You don't even know which Caesar dressing we eat.
Who the hell cares? It's Caesar dressing.
Oh, there's
a
big difference.
Unless we have
if
like
you're gonna buy the store brand at
right.
least,
but Ponzi.
I mean, if you're gonna buy a store
unless,
bought,
yeah,
at least
okay.
buy a
but
good brand.
But if you, brand. But if you, well, why is Wishbone or crap? That's not a good brand. What's a good brand?
No.
Well, then what's a good brand? Who?
Cardini's. If you look at the ingredients, it's got real ingredients that if you look online at what's in a Caesar dressing, because you'll actually look at that, then you'll see the same
right.
ingredients.
But I didn't know.
And that's what we always get.
Right, but they have... No, I didn't
that
know we always get that.
Exactly.
I don't know we always get that.
Which goes to prove my point, people. He never
no.
cooks. He never does anything. Not even pour his own frickin' salad dressing.
What? Well, Ponzi, if you want me to pour my own frickin' salad dressing, I can pour my own frickin' salad dressing.
I'm just saying.
No, you're not
Say
just saying,
Say it for
Ponzi.
What it is.
You'll
it's
do
okay
it.
That you don't
wait,
do it. I don't
Ponzi.
Mind cooking, but not if you're going to complain and go crazy about cleaning.
I'm not complaining.
That's how it
crazy.
Goes.
If you set
you
it
do
up,
one
Ponzi,
or the other.
But the problem is that when you cook and you don't rinse the things properly, then when it comes time or when I have the time to clean, because it's not going to be immediately after dinner, immediately after you dirtying a dish, it's not going to be then. If they're not rinsed properly, then it takes even more work to get them done. It takes more work to do them.
Okay, so I tried to make a sink of water and put them in so that...
The sink doesn't hold water.
You don't like that.
The sink doesn't hold
you
water.
You said, don't put all the dishes in the sink, then I can't clean them. So then I stack them up on the right of the sink.
Then,
that's
then
not right either.
Okay, then the smaller dishes need to start going in the dishwasher. They need to start going in the dishwasher then.
No, they have to be washed before they go in the dishwasher.
They need to be rinsed. They don't necessarily need to be washed. I'm not talking about the pots and pans.
They need to be washed before they go in the dishwasher.
I'm talking about, then you rinse them. If you can't rinse them, babe, that's all I'm doing before I stick them in the dishwasher.
I'm doing things. I'm dicing. I'm
not
chopping.
Saying right in the middle. I'm not saying right in the middle of doing.
No, you're asking me to cook and clean, and I refuse.
No, I'm not asking you to cook and clean, Ponzi.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're saying as you cook,
pots
clean.
And pans. No, Ponzi.
Yes, you are.
Rinse. Is rinse cleaning, Ponzi?
Yes.
No, it's not. Rinsing is not cleaning. Rinsing is rinsing. The dishwasher does all the cleaning. When it's soap and water and scrubbing, that's cleaning.
Did you just say the dishwasher does all the cleaning?
Yeah.
So what the hell are you complaining about?
I'm complaining the fact that you're not putting stuff in the dishwasher. Like small bowls, like may have milk in them. You rinse it out and you stick it in the dishwasher.
Wait a minute. So if I'm making the food and all that has to really be done, according to your argument, is rinsed and put into the dishwasher
not
because
all,
the dishwasher
Ponzi,
does all the work?
Careful not to put words in my mouth. I didn't say all the dishes.
It takes me an hour.
I didn't say all the dishes,
to do the
Ponzi.
Cooking and 20 minutes for you to do the dishes. I think you should stop.
Ponzi, you expect everything to be done before the next meal. And I don't always have the time to do that. I may be in the middle of doing something else.
You're wrong to
no,
say
I'm not
I
wrong.
Always expect it because who washed dishes
Ponzi,
night before last?
5 minutes ago.
No, I think that it's right. I'm telling you that every third time I usually wash dishes. So don't even tell me that I don't ever wash dishes. That really pisses me off.
I never said you never wash dishes, Ponzi. That's not what I said.
I don't want to do this. How come every time we freaking get on here, we always end up fighting about something?
Ponzi,
some crap.
It ain't crap.
It's irritating.
It's not crap.
It is crap because I'm not going to cook and clean.
Ponzi.
I refuse.
What do you want me to do?
Cook. And
I
then I'll
cook.
Clean.
I can't cook.
Let's take turns.
Ponzi, I cannot
learn
cook.
How to cook.
I cannot
you
cook.
You lie like a
no,
dog.
No, I don't, Ponzi.
Yes, you
if
do.
If you want me to cook,
you
we're going to have
lie.
Then we're going to have ramen and spaghetti every night. Then we're going to have ramen and spaghetti every
you
single night.
Just lie. Your nose
every
is getting longer
night.
And longer
ain't
and
lying.
Longer.
Ain't lying. If you want me, I'll do it. But don't expect it to be gourmet and shit.
Look it, your nose is touching the table.
Ain't touching nothing. Ponzi, you can't expect me to cook like you.
No one said you had
right.
to cook like
oh,
me.
Oh, bull. Yeah, like the way you looked at the Caesar dressing and said, oh, what the hell are you getting that for? It's the same thing, Ponzi. You have a certain standard that if you don't want it, you won't eat it. And I'll be darned if I'm going to prepare something that you're not going to eat.
That's so funny, people, because he's the one who won't eat anything with hydrogenated oil.
Yes.
He won't eat
Ponzi,
anything that's
but there's
not
a
from
difference.
Whole Foods
Ponzi,
and Trader Joe's.
Every time you go to
prepared a
stop.
Certain way.
Every time that you've prepared
I'm the one who can go through drive-thru and eat a cheeseburger.
Right. Every time you've prepared something, I've always eaten it and I've always enjoyed it.
That's not true. You still complain.
BS.
You
that
still
is true.
Complain.
No. That's not true.
You
what is true?
Still
no,
complain.
About what, Ponzi? What do I complain about? You ask me how something is, and I'll tell you. You'll be the first to say, well, it maybe needs more salt. I said, I think it's fine. And I eat it. I eat everything that you make, Ponzi.
Yeah, but it's real obvious what you like and what you don't like.
What makes it obvious?
Your look on your face and how you say, oh, that's fine. That's
I can
okay.
still hear your stomach.
I'm starving. I told you I want to eat. Sorry.
Go get her something to eat.
No.
See, because she's that picky. She's. What do you want? What do you want to eat?
I'm not going to eat while we're talking on the thing.
Sorry. Babe, your stomach is talking. I'm telling you, it's coming
you know
through
what?
On the recording.
Sorry, we'll have to cut that out.
No, it's going to stay, because otherwise people don't know what the hell we're talking about here.
Oh. Well, it's because I took all those vitamins. I took like 20 vitamins with my juice. And so I swallowed air, so now I have like I know.
No, that's not air
that's
coming
disgusting.
Out, babe. That's not air coming out. That's like that's it something
is.
Else.
It's my stomach going.
So are you coming with us tonight? Or are you staying here?
What time is it? From what time to what time?
I honestly don't know.
Nobody
it's,
knows.
No one knows how long it's gonna be, how short it's gonna be, so you can come, you can stay. It's at Easy Street Records.
Mm.
So it's by what? Yeah, I know, I can
Sorry.
Hear it. I don't think any food's not going to help it. Food may actually make it worse.
Did you see what I have on?
Yeah, gold bracelet. Why? Mm-hmm.
Can you tell what kind of gold bracelet this is?
Yeah, the kind that hooks together.
You can't tell how this gold bracelet is different, or these gold bracelets are different than the majority of gold bracelets that you see?
They look cheap.
Really?
I don't know.
That's so funny.
Why? What is it? They look fake.
They look fake because they're actually 24 karat gold.
What the hell are you buying 24 karat gold bracelets
for? They look
for?
Fake. He says they look fake.
People. Stop. No, that's not the issue now. What the hell are you buying 24 karat gold bracelets? The hell are you shopping for?
Okay, we look needed at these this? Bracelets.
Wait. You said you're shopping for stuff we needed? You're complaining 5 minutes ago about shopping for stuff all day? You come home and you're wearing new gold bracelets?
Did you actually look at these before you started ranting?
What? It's
where
a
have
class.
You ever
oh,
seen
it's a
these
class,
bracelets?
Babe.
Where have
I
you
have
ever
no
seen
idea.
These bracelets?
In the
have
store.
You ever seen any? You have?
I don't know.
Really?
How the hell do I know, Ponzi?
You've never seen these bracelets.
It's got a little serpent on it. I don't know.
This doesn't have a serpent.
It's
on
a serpent. It says S.
These are tie bracelets. You can't buy these things here. They're actually gifts from my aunt.
But
they're not for my birthday. Just no, she says. These are not gifts for my birthday, which happens to be Monday. These are just because she wants to give a gift, but she won't say that they're for my birthday because if she says they're birthday gifts, then that means every year I'll be entitled to a birthday gift. So just right now she's
but
decided
why you,
that
why are you wearing gold and
I'm
silver?
Entitled to.
You're wearing gold and silver.
I know. This is because it was a gift. She put them on me, so I haven't switched out yet. But yes, it has to be all one
well,
or
the gold would probably work better than the silver right now.
The
but gold
is really pretty, isn't
silver.
It?
I don't know. It's different
it's
that
so
I assumed
different.
It was fake. Because usually the
because
ones
it's
that are
pure. Because it's pure. He's like, it looks fake.
Well, it does.
Because it's
I mean,
really, really dark yellow. So when you have 24 karat gold, it looks really, really dark and golden.
What'd she give these to you for? Ooh,
so
careful.
That I would have some Thai jewelry.
There's a snag there.
Some Thai gold. Aren't they beautiful, though? Yeah, I think I did that in the car.
You what? You already broke it?
I didn't break it. It's really delicate. I don't usually wear really delicate jewelry, but...
Are you going to wear them?
24 karat gold is really, really soft gold, so...
Yeah, it's malleable.
Whenever you open and take this on and off, you have to open and close a little serpent thing. That's very Thai, by the way.
Serpent?
The clasp, this kind of clasp, it looks kind of like a curly Q, like a little snake, kind of, yeah.
Like your
very
hair?
Very pretty, though. Don't start with the hair.
I'm not starting. Although it's...
I'm having a hair situation today, yes.
You are?
Well, I was in the car with
looks
the
fine.
Top down.
Are you going to grow it out or are you going to keep it short?
I'm trying to grow it out. That's why it's getting on my nerves and I keep wearing hair bows and...
Grow it out.
Bobby pins.
It's been a while since you grew it out. Because now it's been short forever.
I go back and forth, but it's kind of really a pain in the butt to go longer. You can keep going shorter and keep going shorter. Now I have to go through the yuck stage.
Yeah, but I go through that every time I get my hair cut, so... Join the club.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to know what I bought today?
I don't know. I mean, well, I'm actually relieved that you didn't buy the gold bracelets, so sure.
Okay. So, at the storable place, they had some bookcases on sale. They're foldable bookcases that are dark wood, but they're only $30. And I bought two of them, and we're going to repurpose them and use them as shoe racks. So, we can get rid of that freaking plastic white thing downstairs. That I hate
that
right
you,
by the door.
That you asked for, that you wanted, that you bought. Okay.
Well, it was the cheap version of this, so the wood ones are nicer. So.
Uh-huh.
And since I got them on sale, $30.
Right.
It was worth it. Because I think the cheapo was $20.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get wood instead of plastic.
Right.
Yay. Okay, so I got that. That was from the storables place. And I have to be here tonight at 8 o'clock because my aunt and uncle are going to bring them because they wouldn't fit in my car.
I didn't think I saw
them. They were already preassembled, so... But the big thing
I got...
So you
do have to be here tonight, then. You can't go
with us. I have to be here at 8. But if you're going, I'm probably going to stay because I can get more done. But so I'm going to... The big thing, though, that I got today was a table and chairs.
What?
We're actually going to have a place to sit and eat.
We got a place to sit and eat.
Where?
I don't know.
Right.
We can sit.
Right.
We can eat.
And hold the plate in your hand.
You made us use this table, babe. You made us use
no,
this table.
I offered
yes,
it.
No, 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 no.
Nowhere
and I offered it back.
It.
I said we could use something else. No, I don't want that table. It's all jacked.
I don't. So you can
exactly.
You can
so,
get
wait,
something else in
it's
here.
One or
and
another,
we can
it's
get
one
rid of the
another.
Table.
But, this is working fine right now.
No, see, God. You just want to complain.
I'm not complaining.
Swear.
Ponzi, you had a, you're trying to
that
get both
ways. That was proof right there.
You're saying, no, you said proof. No, she's saying she's offered the table. She offered the table. So then I offered it back. No, I don't want the table. It's all Jack. So it kind of takes out her self-sacrifice by doing that.
It's not a self-sacrifice.
Yes, it is. You're like, you're putting yourself up on the cross like, oh, take the table. Oh,
no, I'm not.
Oh, my bleeding heart. Take
how
the table.
How do you figure that? Oh. Just because I say take the table.
Yeah, but then when I say...
Wait. How does that work? No, wait. Go back.
No, stop.
How does that work?
Back. Because I offered it back.
Just because you offer it back doesn't mean I want it.
Exactly. So then what's
the
value?
So how is it a self-sacrifice crap?
Because, babe, when you said, well, you're using the table in here. We could use this table is what I'm saying. We could use it.
No, we can't because this table does not fit the spot that we have available for space to eat at, which is...
Okay, now that...
Because we're dual-purposing the dining room.
I broke a thing in there.
What'd you break?
Well, it wasn't really me. It was really the dogs.
You lie.
No, I mean, the dogs were running, and I moved.
Which one? Depends on what. What'd you break?
Which one do you not want to break?
No, what did you break?
Which one do you not want to break?
What did you break?
No, just tell me which one. Out of all of those things that's sitting on the table, which one do you not want to break?
If you broke the ivory tusk art,
no.
You were dead.
No.
Okay. As long as it's not that, then the rest of it can go.
It was the Egyptian thing with the thing on its head.
Whatever.
Or it was a chick, I think, that...
I don't care about that.
Well...
That's all cheap looks or crap.
Right. We need to push it. We need to push that table further back onto the windows, though.
How'd you do that? Were you playing video games and went crazy and flailing?
No, no, no. The dogs are moving around. I'm like, stop. And I moved the thing, and it bumped back, and it hit the... It knocked the table. The sofa's sliding around and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So we need to put those little rubber things underneath the feet.
Yeah.
So it makes it stick.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's broken. That's in the trash now.
All right.
All right. Whatever. So we got, what kind of table is it? Is it cheesy? Is it junky? What is it?
Oh, yeah. I always run
is
out
it wood?
And just get cheesy junky.
Is it wood? What is it?
It's that little metal thing with the glass top.
What little? I don't know what you're talking. I have no point of reference
no,
here.
No, that's crap. You know, I said that just because the one thing you specifically said I do not want when I said, I'm going to get a table, and you said, just don't come home with one of those little metal things with the glass top. So
I don't remember saying that ever, but
it's
anyway,
a wood
what is
table.
It?
It's right, a wood like pub wood. Table. So it's like a taller kind
so
of
so we're
going
to have like a pub? I've been drinking a bottle of beer every day.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, I don't know if I like that or not.
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm trying to get rid of the damn stuff. It's like taking up 90% of a refrigerator, and the only way of getting rid of it is either having people over or drinking it. And you're not going to drink it.
I'm not
going to
drink it.
Exactly. So,
although I like the names, there's one of them that has a funny name. What was it?
Moose Drool.
Moose Drool. Never heard of that before.
I can tell you, Pete's Wicked Ale. That's pretty good. The Pete's Wicked Ale is probably out of all the ones that we have.
I heard the Rolling Rock was good, but I didn't drink it.
Rolling Rock.
It's not good.
It's not
I'm
that
seeing
good.
Phases
it's kind of sweet. I think a little too sweet.
All Corona the Coronas almost, are gone though.
Well,
so
most
they
of the Coronas.
Must have
there's
liked
a couple
those.
Of Coronas. Yeah, they like the Coronas, but the Coronas are much like a Rolling Rock in my opinion.
How's the Drool?
The Drool is pretty good. It's a second to Pete's Wicked Ale, though.
Isn't that a dark beer?
Yeah,
doesn't
very
ale
dark.
Mean
ale, dark. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was good. No, it's actually the Pete's Wicked Ale. It doesn't taste like beer.
That's all. You
it do. Really doesn't. It does. There's no bitter aftertaste.
Ugh.
There's no bitter aftertaste, which surprised me. So, it's tolerable.
So let's talk about
and
our
on these
video
hot
games.
Days. What?
Forget the beer. Blah blah blah. Move on.
Yeah,
let's
no
talk
about
some.
No one cares about beer.
No. Let the beer casters talk about the beer.
Right. They don't talk about beer. That's the whole point of beer casting.
Oh,
you
it?
Talk about you do not talk about beer.
Is
you
that
talk
like
about
fight
you talk
club?
About everything else.
Is that like fight
it's
club?
A beer club. So wait, Nona, you're into video games now? Are you
I'm
serious
not,
or are you just like yanking
my chain?
Into
video games, but I will say I really had a good time when you had all the geeks over the Microsoft whatever thing after that.
Yeah.
And we had fun.
Yeah, I know we did.
The most fun was probably watching them do DDR.
Who but, played? No one played DDR except
uh-huh,
you and me.
The one kid did. What was his name?
Ryan?
I don't know.
The big guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Ryan.
That was cute. And Brandon
from
was
Extended
about...
From Extended 64.
He was really close to playing, but I think
Brandon,
he...
Brandon, nah.
He was. He was going much. To. If it would have just been the three of us, he would have...
Yeah, but that wasn't like the only thing that happened that night. I mean, we obviously...
No, I really don't like Halo.
And, yeah, but that's kind of like the community
Halo's
game.
Halo's like, whatever.
Well, why?
Why? Because it's not realistic. It's supposed to
what?
Be really realistic.
Well, it's cartoon
if
realistic.
If you have a real gun, it would be. Or if,
no.
If the actual
if you had a real
changed.
Gun, you couldn't move around.
No, you could with the scope, like the little
no.
Fake. I mean,
you
not the real
you can't
gun,
walk.
But. You
can't walk it. And the whole idea of Halo is that you're, like, playing multiple players at one time, you can move your guy around the map. Maps change. You can change the weaponry, you can change the setup, you can change the maps, you can change the
map
kills.
Changes, supposedly, but doesn't really change.
Well, you play
Once
certain
you
maps.
Once you know that map, then right. you just keep going the same thing or until you switch levels or whatever.
Right, but the idea is that you try to best the other person. You couldn't figure out the player controls is why you're mad.
No, that was hilarious, though. You're standing right behind me, and you're like, hello, turn around, turn around, turn around.
I can see you in
so
my
funny,
screen.
I could see me in your screen better than I could see where I was going.
Right,
whatever.
Well, that's not what you want. You don't want to see yourself in the other person's screen.
But it was
screen.
Funny. What was the other game? I liked that one. The little maze-looking games. I like those better.
Maze-looking games?
Mm-hmm. The one where, let's see. You roll around and you try not to roll off the plate, and then as it looks
Fusion
kinda,
Frenzy.
It reminds
That's
me of.
That's a party game.
It doesn't, you know what it reminds me
Fusion
of?
Fusion Frenzy.
Funny. Remember Flash Gordon and then the spikes were coming up out of the
yeah.
floor? It kind of reminds me of that. It's kind of neat.
Is that the part one you're
the
talking
floor.
About?
Yeah.
That's
Wonka
a party
was
game.
Okay. Mm.
Well, what'd you think, babe? You think it was just going to be a blockbuster?
Wonka?
Yeah, seriously?
I thought it would be
no,
cute.
I knew it wouldn't be. Oh. I knew it wouldn't be. But I wasn't going to say that at the store because then we'd be complaining about, you wouldn't let me buy Willy Wonka! So I got to let you buy it and then be disappointed.
Huh. Okay.
So that way I don't have to suffer through the, you wouldn't let me buy Willy Wonka! Because that would be another half hour.
Oh,
you don't, wait, so you're telling me
you're
you don't
totally
like it at all?
You're trying to freaking pick a fight.
I'm not picking a fight. Are you telling
yes,
me that you don't want to play it at all? You don't want to play it at all?
I'll play it after you move the levels so I can see the next one.
So you're telling me that in order for you to play it, I have to play the damn thing?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I get tired of doing the same thing over and over.
So you did you like Super Monkey Ball?
It was okay.
There's no pleasing this woman. Well, you know what you'd be happy with? You'd be happy with a game that all you did was shop.
Sure, I think that would be kind of
oh
cool.
God.
I
so
think
like
that
the Sims,
would be awesome.
The Sims. That's pretty
no,
much what the Sims is.
The Sims didn't do it for me. I don't know why.
There's
Maybe
no
I haven't tried the
you.
Herbs. I haven't tried the Herbs, but supposedly that one's fun.
The Herbs is in H-E-R-B-S. Like
no, the U-R-B-Z. I think is the way they spell it.
The Herbs.
So. Oh. No, which one? You know which game I liked?
Yes.
You don't know
no.
Jack.
Oh.
That was fun.
I remember seeing it, but I never played it.
The only thing is,
that's like
once
a puzzle
you know the questions
game. Yeah,
you're done.
It's a question answer game.
Mm-hmm.
So those are limited in scope. No, I'm talking about like action games. So you don't like playing like head to head with somebody? Because I love that. I love playing head to head with somebody.
No, I don't care.
Like the Super Monkey Ball, we didn't really play head-to-head. We played every other person, but we can actually play split-screen on the same screen. Or like a racing game, you can play split-screen. You
oh,
love
I like
racing.
The racing game. I did. I like the, but you need a real steering wheel.
No, you don't.
You need a steering wheel.
No, you
wheel.
Don't.
See, for me, for it to be realistic, I either need to hold the rifle in my hand,
I gotta
the
get
little
a
fake
of
rifle.
Don.
I like the little light rifle or whatever. That
I gotta get
fun.
A hold of Don.
Who's Don?
Rotiers. He's doing like steering wheels for Xbox games or something. We met him.
Yeah. See, yeah. Now if you had a real steering wheel and the pedals, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I would still probably choose the joystick controller
yeah,
over the steering
do the
wheel.
Joystick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, because you kind of get used to the play.
Excuse
I mean,
what?
The steering wheel is fine. I mean, that's, but I think it's beyond the steering wheel. You have to know how to control a car. You have to know how to slide. You have to know when. And with
I
you,
figured out
it's like 5 minutes, and you're like stuck in the same spot. It's like I've lapped you 2 times. It's like I have to stop.
Kind of like you with the iron.
You can't lap someone in an iron. You can throw an iron.
Oh, God.
You can throw a wireless controller, too.
You give me that look.
What look?
The in the corner of the eye look.
What corner in the eye look?
I can't describe it. It's the one where you look at somebody through the corner of your eye like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get you back later for that one.
How am I going to get you back? What am I going to make you do? What am I going to do? What? I'm going to play you in a video game? I got to find a video game that I can play with you. But there's no video game out there because there's nothing perfect for you. Every other video game, you just can't stand.
No,
you can stand
it
for 5 minutes.
Gosh.
Well, yeah, but in order to play, in order to get into it, Ponzi, you get, yeah,
me.
Right. But Ponzi, the problem is that that's a moving target.
Hmm?
For you, it's a moving target,
mm-hmm.
Literally. You can't, there's no game out there. None.
Well, when I see it, this is more fun than I've ever had with any other television and game system, I can say that.
What?
this TV and this game system, Xbox, HDTV with the Xbox, is fine.
Right.
Because the graphics look really cool.
It's going to get better. Xbox 360.
Frenzy one. Xbox, that's my favorite game.
What, Fusion Frenzy?
Fusion Frenzy.
Yeah, but you seem to be bored with that. You just kind of walked away.
Because, well, I get bored with any games. Right, after I know. A while.
See, I don't understand. I don't understand how you can get bored with the game. If you
because
really
I
like the
gameplay.
Because
I think it's something else I'd rather be doing, like reading The Historian. Or
God, you'd rather read
online.
The Historian than play a video game.
Yeah. That's a really good book.
You can't read something head-to-head in a book?
No. But even when I'm playing the games, I'm not playing against you. I'm playing against myself.
Why?
Why?
The idea is, in competition, you play against somebody else.
Because you and I are two different people in how we play games. Now, if it was someone who thinks like me and is
like
where
I said,
I'm at in the same
looking,
place in
you're
the
looking
game,
for,
then I
you're
would.
Looking for, you're looking for shopping. You're looking for a game that all you do is shop.
Actually, I told you, I think that the coolest game that they could make, and you said you found some other games like that, would be if you make decisions all throughout the game and however, like from the beginning of civilization, and then whatever decisions you make within the game, the world becomes a different thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of sim-based games.
No, I don't see Sims that way at all. Well, I'm saying
like Sim Earth.
So first you're an amoeba,
right?
And then you grow.
Yeah,
from what you eat or what you do, and then you become an animal.
Like evolution, like an evolution game.
Yeah, that would be really cool. That'd be fun, because then every time you played the game, it'd be different.
Yeah, but then this is the problem with that, is that you get so long further in your character to only realize, for instance, I've had certain people play, like, the closest thing that I can think of right now is The Sims. It's a sim type of game. It's a simulation. No, it's a simulation type of game. Don't take it as Sims is the only thing. It's a sim type of game. Simulation. That's what it's short
Sims.
For.
It was boring.
But what I'm saying, exactly.
They
what
pee,
I'm saying is.
They poop.
Right.
They shower.
You'd rather watch an amoeba crawl across the screen and turn into an ape, and that's more exciting to you?
No, the fact that I get to choose what it does.
Yeah, but you
change it.
But you can't
to be a different.
But
world.
In order for evolution
okay,
to work,
forget the amoeba part. Maybe I went back a little bit too far. Let's start with dinosaurs or something, and then you know, by what you do and how you function, you decide all the environment, not just one thing, not just you're
yeah.
that dinosaur.
Okay, if
I don't
populace.
Be the dinosaur
populace,
right now,
you can play
I can
God.
Be the butterfly.
You can
or
play
I can
God.
Be the plant.
You can play God in some games. Like you can have the finger of God, or you can run at your own zoo or amusement park or.
I did one of those too, where you build an amusement park, and it wasn't even that fun.
Exactly. I don't understand. You're explaining something I don't quite understand because I think it's already out there, and you're not happy with what's already out there.
The main thing I don't like with the majority of video games is they're not dynamic. It's always the same map. And so, you always start out the same way, and to get to the next level, you have to go through the same map. And it's irritating. I don't like it. And that's the whole thing. It's what's funny is you say, you don't know the map yet? You don't know the layout yet? I can't believe you're still running into that wall. Ugh. Because I don't care to know the map. I want to go to the next thing. I don't want to just roll around in a circle.
You're talking about a simplistic map on Super Monkey Ball. Simple.
It's not even a map.
It's not even a map. It's just like, it is what it is.
It's a little maze, but whatever.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a
not.
Maze. You said you liked the maze games.
No. I didn't say I like maze games.
He did. You even asked the guy at the counter, said, do you have any maze kind of games?
No,
and he said,
I didn't.
Well, we have. Yeah, you did. And he said, well, we have Super Monkey Ball. I said, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good game.
I said puzzle. Puzzle is different than maze.
I even tried to get you into Mahjong.
I play that every once in a while when I'm in the middle. Solitaire.
I've tried to get you in. Well, you don't play solitaire all that often.
Yes, I do. Not on my computer. I play it on my handheld.
Oh, on your handheld.
Yeah.
I tried to get you into Pandora's Box. I tried to get you into that one. That's a great puzzle game. No, it's a great one. It's got great music.
It's a great one for you.
No, for puzzle games. No, for puzzle games, it was a great one.
Well, it's okay. I like the little word games more. Word puzzle games?
Uh-huh.
Those kinds are fun.
They usually don't make those for the Xbox because it'd be overkill.
Mm. See? Well, telling you what I like.
Word games. Then why don't you do crossword
puzzles? There was a really good one that I saw at Best Buy for the Xbox, and I almost got it, but then I'd have to do it.
Okay, that's my point. She just wants to buy the game just to have the box.
No, because it's really cool, because what it is the personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's a virtual, so it's kind of neat looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
And there's a reason this isn't a bestseller.
She does. First, she talks to you. Her name is Maya, I think. And you put in your information and what you want, how much you weigh, what your goal is. And then she gives you a diet. And supposedly, you get a different workout every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it just didn't seem quite as much fun as DDR. So, I got the second DDR instead for more music. But the guy at the counter said that I can download music, new music, for the DDR on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to do that. So I'll iron your shirt if you do that.
What is this? Is this like a swap-based economy here?
Something like that. You made it that way, so
whatever. Trade-based economy? What did I make that way? I didn't make anything what way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get you into games that we can play together, not this personal trainer crap. I don't want
to... Let's go head-to-head with DDR.
Oh, right. Yeah,
head
right.
Head-to-head.
No. Because number one, we'd need two pads, and I can barely store one. Number two...
Oh, you can barely store one.
Who's got... Who can hold a beat? Between you and me, who can hold a beat? Let me think about that one.
So between you and me, who can control a controller pad and go around the map?
You can. Hmm. You can, Ponzi. You just refuse to let yourself do that.
Okay, so I'll grow and play Halo if you grow and play DDR.
I've played DDR. I've played it.
No, you've done one song.
No, I haven't done one song.
You've done one song.
You've only mastered one song.
Through.
You've
no,
only mastered... Oh.
Find the slowest one.
Yes.
And then do it for a minute and say, and walk off.
Yes, because it's not interesting to me.
Okay, so Halo's not interesting to me.
Okay.
So let's pick another one. The Frenzy thing is probably like the most that we'd do together.
The Fusion Frenzy is only good... We even get our butts handed to us by the virtual characters.
Yeah.
It's easier to lose to someone else in the room than it is to a virtual character.
Is it? Why?
Because the computer beats you. Oh. You don't want the computer to beat you. You'd rather have someone you know beat you.
But it's calculated to beat you.
Not necessarily. Not if you set it on, like, stupid level.
Okay.
And then when it really kicks your butt, then you really feel bad. Because you were just defeated by a really stupid character.
Mm-hmm. How come they don't let you change what your characters look like? Like, what if I don't want to be a hip-hop girl when I'm playing?
The idea of the Xbox 360 as it continues to evolve and newer generation gaming machines is that you can incorporate more personal stuff in there, like wardrobe or face even. Cause
what would really be cool is if you could program your own face.
Yeah, no, it's coming.
It will do that?
It's coming. It's not going to be perfect. I mean, it's going to be like a 2D image that's mapped onto a three-dimensional surface.
Oh, so when do we get
the
thing...
It's going to look like crap.
Okay, here's a good one. Remember in the movie Total Recall when the chick is like playing the hologram, learning how to do tennis? When do we get that? That would be fun.
About 50 years, 100 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's going to be any sooner than that.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
It's not going to come
soon.
See,
they shouldn't tease you with stuff like that, because then you play regular video games, you're like... Eh.
Yeah, but if it weren't for those teasing, maybe someone would be inspired to actually create it.
Mm-hmm. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not looking at you anyway.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not. Stop touching me. 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 Why are you touching me?
I knew you'd start saying that.
So this is your time to torture me?
If I'm not the torturer, then I become the torturee, so...
Yeah, pretty much. It's the way it works around here. You eat or be eaten. When the gazelle wakes up, he starts the day running, because he knows if he doesn't, he's going to be eaten. And when the lion wakes up, he starts the day running, because if he knows if he doesn't, he's not going to be able to eat for the day. Either way,
how many times did you read those little books when you were little?
You should start the day running. Actually, no, I've read that somewhere. I read it in like a... It was an inspirational, like... It was
those
an inspirational
are those little
quote.
Books that you
no,
mom
no,
gave
it was online.
Yeah.
It wasn't a book. I didn't read it
Come
in a physical
on.
Book. No, it wasn't in a physical book.
It's in those little books when you're a kid and they...
What? No, I only have like, you know, Richard Scarry and Golden Books and Value Tales. And
Value Tales. That sounds like a Value Tale thing.
That wasn't a Value Tale thing.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Was it a Wannabe Kawan or something like that?
Wannabe what?
Kawan.
Kawan? Mm-hmm. What the hell's Kawan?
I'll show you later.
What
I
is
thought
it?
You knew
that. Is it something dirty? What?
No. Japanese stories.
Huh. I'm not Japanese, so.
You really don't read anything that I read, do you? If you see a book laying on, you never just pick it up and start reading.
9 times out of 10?
No.
I'm sorry, 99 times out of, well, 999 times out of 1,000?
No.
I'm a short attention span kind of guy.
So then why do you get mad whenever I have books around? Why do you say...
Oh, this is why, because they're all around. Because they're all around, babe. You leave them, like, in 13 different spots. And then you let them stack up. How can you be reading more than one book at once?
Because it depends on what my mood is and what I want to read. Because if I'm in, like, a go-getter mood, then I'm going to read something pertaining to self-development or what's going on and what's current. And if I'm in a, I just want to relax and be lulled, then I'll just read something fun. And
so where do the magazines fit into the picture?
Oh, the magazines are all candy for my mind. That doesn't count as real sustenance.
So what the... did you buy like an $8 Cook magazine or did that come with something?
Oh, that I did. You know why?
Oh,
that was Cook's
God.
Illustrated.
It was
know
like
why
four
that
pages
one?
Long.
No. The yeah. reason why I got that one is because they did a review on cookware. Well, specifically an everyday nonstick pan that can, you know, withstand cooking in the oven as well. Would be
you
ideal.
Put that stuff in the oven?
Excuse
I thought it was
me.
Dangerous because it's like
some
coated with formaldehyde.
No. God, that's so... 5 years ago.
Oh, what is it now?
It's better. That's okay. Why I bought the magazine, which I still don't
remember. So we're going to have to like replace all our cookware with... Is it going to be easier to clean?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should be investing in new cookware then.
I would think so, considering you don't cook and you picked out the cookware.
Well, I got it in the divorce, but...
Yeah. It was inherited then.
No, I would have picked it out. Stainless steel. It is pretty clean.
Yeah.
When it is clean.
Uh-huh.
The way you cook it, though, you abuse the hell out of things. You cook the hell out of things.
Well, I'm from the South, so...
Right. You
I
need to burn everything. Right. Exactly.
Blacken things.
Oh, I remember the blackened pasta at the bottom of the saucepan.
What?
You remember that? The macaroni saucepan incident of,
yeah.
of 2004? Yeah.
That was not meant to be.
You think? That's my point. So, what's to say that you buy all this nice cookware, and then we have to pay all that money? And then you break it.
God. What's to say we buy all this stupid technology equipment, and then you get tired of it, or it becomes outdated, and we spend all that money?
Oh, well, that's planned obsolescence.
Mm-hmm. So that's better? In what way?
Because at least there's some resale value. And when you damage something, then you can't really resell it.
Because
it's damaged. If you don't damage something, there's the opportunity of reselling it.
It's all about the use.
Well, yeah, if you're not going to use it, don't get it.
Right, but if I'm going to use it every day,
right,
and then I divide the amount I paid for it by the times I've used it, it's way more.
Right,
than
no,
the stuff
I understand. No, well, BS. I just assume pay more for something than pay for something cheap and have to get it 17 times over.
When's the last time you played with your microscope?
Eric
is a quick grin.
That was a toy.
That
I knew that was a toy.
Was like $1,000.
I knew that was a toy.
It was $1,000 toy.
Yeah, but it was cool.
But you had people over here. You told me, oh, that's a party toy. No. People were here the other day. And you didn't pull it out.
I didn't even think about it. If I had thought about it, I'd have pulled it out.
But you need to pull it out.
The problem is, babe,
something good. Don't
right.
just show them your hangnails.
Right.
That's
the problem,
disgusting.
Right. But the problem is, babe, is that I don't have the room to keep it out all the time. I don't have the space.
Yes, I know.
So
what about that little pad that has the fake pen and you like draw stuff and
yeah, know. I pick that up every once in a while.
No, you, exactly.
I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, but
I didn't
you
pay
wanted
for it.
It so bad. And
exactly.
Like,
just like a tablet PC. Just like a tablet PC, Ponzi.
No, I really
yes.
want the tablet.
No, you don't.
With ink.
Hun, you're in love with the idea. You don't.
Bull crap.
Oh, really? Are we going into the things that we don't use? Are we going down that path?
I wasn't. You were talking to... You
really?
Started it.
You weren't going down that path by explaining when was the last time I used the microscope?
That's because you started in on me on the pans, and I haven't even bought. You
No, I said you damaged the pans.
Oh, my
you
God. Because
you beat them black and blue. You like...
I'm about to beat you black and blue with a
right,
pan.
Right. Well, I ain't going anywhere here. What time is it? I ain't going anywhere until I gotta... I change my shirt... Which I'm about to do in defiance, or I gotta try to iron it.
The Windows Media Stream for the live broadcast of the Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.